Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up. We thank God for allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. The day that no one else knows what today holds, but our Father, the one who created the heavens and the earth, the one who is our maker, the one whom we trust. For some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower, and when we run to him, we are safe. So we just thank God for the safety, and we thank God for his guidance and his love. And we just are so thankful and so glad with what God is doing right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We thank God for what he is doing, for he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So we are so excited. Today is Friday. This is the first Friday of the month. This last month of the year, December 2020, and today is the 4th, which is the first Friday of the month, and we are at the last leg of our race for this month. And right here at this circle of friends, we are still believing God for a bumper harvest of souls. So we are still believing God for souls to be won to his kingdom this year of 2020. So we're going to start and pray and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. We thank you, Father, for your will, Lord, to be done on this earth as it is done in heaven. We thank you, Father God, for forgiving us of all our sins, Lord. And we thank you for giving us our daily bread, Lord. We thank you, Father, and for giving us all our sins, all our debts, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you are a forgiving God. Yes, as we forgive those who have offended us, those who have trespassed against us. And we thank you, Lord, for leading us not into temptation, Father, and delivering us from evil. In the mighty name of Jesus, for thy is the kingdom, Lord, and for thy power and the glory forever and ever, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for you so loved the world, Lord, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in you, Lord, would not perish, but have everlasting life. We thank you for everlasting life, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are a good Father. You are a merciful Father. We thank you, Father God, for you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We do know, Father, that there is a thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But our Lord, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you are a good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. We honor you, Father. We honor you, Sovereign God. We honor you, the Holy One of Israel, in the mighty name of Jesus, the one who said you will give us rest, the one who lifts our burdens. You are a burden lifter. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, our everlasting Father. You are the Father to the fatherless. You are the defender of the widows. You are the defender of those who are weak, those who cannot defend themselves. We thank you, Lord, that you are our defender. Yes, for the Lord, you are our defense. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We magnify your name. We pray, Father God, this morning. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are our healer, Lord. You heal all our diseases, Father. It doesn't matter what kind of a disease, emotional or spiritual. Yes, some are being diseased or sick and being tormented by evil spirits, demonic spirits. And we thank you, Father God, that you are our deliverer. You are our healer in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever it is, Father, some emotionally, Lord, and some are anxious and some are being depressed right now. And we just release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. Yes, you are Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer, who heals all manner of diseases in the mighty name of Jesus. And some are being tormented and attacked, invaded by these suicidal spirits. We just pray, Father God, this morning for your deliverance, for your touch. In the mighty name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus that heals, that reaches to the highest mountain. The blood of Jesus that reaches to the deepest valley. In the mighty name of Jesus, it doesn't matter how deep, how frustrating it is, the blood of Jesus can reach there. It does not lose its power. It does not expire. All other medications, they expire. They are blood of Jesus is permanent. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we loosen the healing power of the blood of Jesus. Yes, Father God, for you were wounded for our transgressions, and you were bruised, Father, for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, yes, and this morning we can say with confidence that by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. So I thank you, Father God, for you are the restorer. You restore our health, Father, as you promised your servant Jeremiah in Jeremiah 30:17, that you said, I will restore your health. Yes, I will heal all your wounds. You said it, Father, and your word, you do not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and your word does not change. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said, if we call unto you, Father, yes, you will hear us. Not only do you hear us, but you will answer us in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, this morning. I pray, Father, for all those who are sick, even those under the sound of my voice who are not feeling well. I just release the healing power of the blood of Jesus to touch and heal them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are the Lord, the one who takes away all our sicknesses and diseases in the mighty name of Jesus. And you said in Deuteronomy that you will throw them away, you will put them away as far as the east is from the west in the mighty name of Jesus. Even those diseases of Egypt, yes, the ones that some of us, we cannot even pronounce or read what the doctor said, his diagnostic. We cannot even understand it. We don't even know how to read some of these diseases and some of the diagnostics say to us. But Father God, you are an all-knowing God. You heal all manner of diseases. I thank you, Father God, for your healing power, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for you are our healer. You are our God, the one who is able to do anything and everything that man cannot do. We thank you, Father God. We bless your name this morning. Yes, for you provided your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins and washed our sins away. We thank you, Father God, for you are Jehovah Jireh, the God, our provider. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, Father God. Yes, in Jesus' name, for you are Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is always present. You are an omnipresent God. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you are forever present, Lord. In the name of Jesus, even if we pass through the waters, yes, even if we pass through the rivers, they will not overflow us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, even when we walk through the fire will not burn us. It will not even scorch us. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you are with us, for you are our Lord, the Holy One of Israel, our Savior. We thank you, Father, for giving us peace in the midst of the storm. You give us peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, for you are Jehovah Shalom, in the mighty name of Jesus. As you said, peace I live with you. My peace I give unto you. Yes, and you do not give as the world gives, Father. Yes, so this morning, Father, our hearts are not troubled. Yes, and we are not even afraid because we know you are with us. You are with us, and we thank you for your peace, Father, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Ending in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, this morning. We pray, Father, for the church, the body of Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus and all its leadership. We pray, Father God, for the fivefold ministry. Yes, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, even those who are in the ministry of service, Father, the missionaries, those who are in a foreign land and ministering your word. We pray, Father God, because you gave us all these ministries, Father, as for the edification of the body of Christ. You are a giver of good gifts, Father. Only good gifts you give, Father. So we pray for every ministry that is represented here, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you bless each and everyone, Father, in their respective places. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for your anointing, Lord, because it is your anointing that breaks the yoke. In the mighty name of Jesus, and as we are getting at the end of the year, and your servants, Father, they are seeking your face, and they are listening to hear from you so that you give them the vision for the new year, Father. I just pray in the mighty name of Jesus that they will hear from you, Father, that they will just not come up with a buzzword, but they will hear from you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we do know, Father God, that there are some who are imitators out there, the pretenders. I pray, Father God, that you expose them and that they come to repentance and they do what is right. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, this morning. Yes, in Jesus' name, as you said in your word, that we bring our needs to you, Father, in prayer and supplication, to make our needs known unto you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And with thanksgiving, we thank you, Father God, for the opportunity this morning. We count it as a privilege and as favor from you, Father, because there are so many who would love to wake up in the morning and pray, and some they cannot do it, Father, for one reason or another. But we know, Father God, that it is not by might, it is not by power, it is by your spirit, it is by your love that we are here, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. And we do not forget for those who are lost, Father, those who need salvation, those who need deliverance, those who need your healing, those who need your touch, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we know, Father God, that you loved this world, that you gave your only begotten Son, Lord. And you said, Father, whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we pray, Father God, that you soften their hearts, Lord, that when they hear your word, when they hear your voice, they will not harden their hearts, but they will receive your words. They will confess their sins and turn away from their wicked ways. And we will open their mouths and say, you are Lord, and come to repentance, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that they will be no longer. We know what you can do, Father. We have been in trouble before. Our hearts had been troubled before. But when we believed in you, Father, you delivered us, you healed us, you saved us, Father. So we pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for our brothers and sisters who are out there who do not know you, that they will come to repentance, Father. So we call them forth, Father, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, because they are our inheritance, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, because it is your desire that all men should not perish, but have to come to repentance and have eternal life, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, that you give us wisdom, that we'll be able to share the goodness of the Lord with this dying world, Father. We thank you, Father God, because your word says, he that wins souls is wise. So we pray for wisdom, Father, that we win souls for the kingdom. You even said, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. So this morning we ask for wisdom, Father. We pray for wisdom, that you give us wisdom to win souls for the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We magnify your name regardless of whatever the stronghold that is holding them back. We pray for their release right now. We pray for their deliverance. We pray for their salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. And above all, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over the families, Lord. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you continue, Father, to redeem and restore, yes, and mend the families, those that are broken and those that are strong, make them stronger, Father, because we can only move forward. For you move us from glory to glory. You take us forward, Father. The enemy has stolen from us so much already. So this morning, Father God, we cover all the families, Father, with the blood of Jesus. We hide them in the blood of Jesus, where the devil can do them no harm, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we release a forgiving spirit, Father, that they forgive each other and everyone, Father, operating and functioning in their respective places, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord. We magnify your name, Father God, for in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we consider it done, Lord, by the precious blood of Jesus. Bless each and every prayer warrior here, their families, Father, every family represented, every child, every grandchild, extended family members. I pray, Father God, and bless your people, Father, the intercessors, the prayer warriors, the ones who stand on the gap and intercede, Father, for your people. Yes, some people we know, some people we do not know. In the mighty name of Jesus, you made servants and servants, Father God. They stand on the gap. They stand on the wall, Father, the spiritual wall. Yes, with one hand they are building and with the other they are defending. So I pray, Father God, that you bless them, increase their faith, do good to them. Whatever is crooked in their lives, I pray, Father God, that it be made straight. And whatever is rough, let it be smooth. And Father, you know the desires of their hearts, Father. Those prayers they pray by themselves when no one else is there, but only you, Lord, who hears, who is always present, the one who said he will never leave us nor forsake us. So I pray, Father God, that you bless your people, Father. Bless your servants, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, they are going out and they are coming in, Father. Bless them as they are asleep. Bless them when they are awake. Bless them in the morning. Bless them in the noontime. Bless them in the evening. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for blessing them, for honoring them, Father, for rewarding them, Father. For you said you reward those who diligently seek you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. I seal this blessing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that it is permanent and the enemy will not steal it from them, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we consider it done by the precious blood of Jesus. The battle is won in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God this morning, and good morning to everybody. We're just grateful with what God is doing right here at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We are so excited with what God is doing. Amen, amen. And we're just going to go right into the Word of God, and then we will see what the Lord has in store for us. And by the way, happy new month. This is a new month. I just pray in the mighty name of Jesus that God will redeem your time. Whatever that vision, that word you received at the beginning of the year, and that resolution or whatever the Lord had placed on your heart to do this year, some have done and complete, some are halfway, some haven't started. But I pray for the Lord to redeem your time, that you will complete what the Lord laid on your heart for 2020 before 2020 is gone, and that we will finish strong and we will enter 2021 even stronger, focused on what the Lord has in stored for us for 2021. So I just thank God, and we will go with a new perspective and renewed and polished, equipped by the Almighty God to enter 2021 strong. So I say all this to say happy new month for each and every one of us. Amen. Amen. I am so excited with what the Lord is doing. And I thank God today is day 3 of our fast and prayer. We have been praying for the past couple days, and just want to encourage you, if you haven't started, it's never too late. You can start today, or you can fast over the weekend. These 3 days are not like concrete. I mean, you can still fast and choose your personal time. This is just cooperative prayer and cooperative fasting. You know, one can conquer 1,000 and two can conquer 10,000. So as we are in agreement and in one accord together, we can bring down the stronghold. And as I always say, and it is true, you know, fasting does not even make God any bigger than he already is. It does not change God, but it changes us. It helps us. It helps you and I, or you and me, to be focused, to hear God, to separate ourselves from everything else, to close out all the other noises so that we can focus on God. So it is good for us. I just encourage you, you know, maybe once a month, one day a week, or one day every other week, or whatever is comfortable for you, you can set up your own personal time to fast and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So we are so glad, and our key or our focus was to be able to hear from God. And throughout this week, we have been hearing and have been taught and encouraged, given so many scriptures through the word. I was so blessed with the word of God Monday, I believe. Tuesday, Monday, I had trouble. I couldn't get in and didn't check my text messages until it was over. But anyways, on Tuesday, I was so blessed, and we were taught and encouraged in the story of Samuel to hear from God, and for him to be able to distinguish the difference between, you know, just his imaginary or it's the voice of the Lord. And we had so many scriptures and encouraged. So I am going to encourage you all to say to you, if you would get your notebooks and pen, and I'm going to give you also in addition to all those scriptures we were given throughout the week, I'm going to give you some. And if I repeat on some, it's still okay. You know, the word of God, sometimes we need to hear it over and over and over again. So I might repeat some of those. And yesterday it was so awesome. And I believe there was a breakthrough in families, and with Apostle Horsley sharing with us the word of God and encouraging us concerning relationships and families. So we have rich stuff here. I mean, the table is full. This is like a buffet, all you can eat, whatever you want. It's right here at this circle of friends. So before I give you the list of scriptures, I just want us to read one of them. And it's in the book of Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 9. We're just going to read the first 9 verses. And this is the story of Saul on his way to Damascus. I'm going to read from the King James Version. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven, and he fell on the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the man which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they laid him by the hand and brought him into Damascus, and he was 3 days without sight, neither did he eat or drink. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Actually, what led me to this scripture or to this chapter was I wanted the words when Saul asked and said, Who are you, Lord? Who are you, Master? Some versions say, Who are you, Master? Who are you, Lord? And because I was reading and studying about our theme, you know, to be able to hear God. And look right here, we know the background of Saul before he was Paul, that he was a man who was not a believer. He was so frustrated with the disciples of Jesus. Jesus was already crucified, you know, and buried, and already rose from the grave the third day. So the apostles were now preaching and spreading the gospel, you know, for obeying the command, the go ye therefore and preach the word. This was already after the filling of the Holy Spirit in the upper room. And Saul was so irritated and didn't like that. So he took it upon himself and did his research and knew whom he needed to go to get some papers, to be authorized, to get that authority to go out there and, you know, slaughter and threaten the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he went to the high priest and was given all the documentation he needs, all the letters he needs. And he had heard by rumors that the disciples, or there is a big revival going on in Damascus. So he went, him and his people, whoever he was accompanying him, and they were on their way to Damascus. This is where the story where we just read, that when Saul was on his way, papers in his bag and whatever provision he needed, he had it, and he was on his horse and, you know, riding so fast, going to Damascus. And his intention, his target was to go and get and slaughter the disciples of Jesus. And when he was on his way, before he arrived at Damascus, I don't know how far he was, but he was near. The Bible says he was near Damascus. He was almost there. He could smell the Damascus scent. And suddenly, a shine, suddenly something like lightning, something bright shined on him. And the Bible says he fell down on the ground. And while he fell, all this happened so fast. And it was like a movie, like a television. You are watching something happening. And the Bible says when he fell down, right there on the ground, on the earth, he heard a voice. And the voice said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And the Bible said, Saul answered, and he said, Who are you, Lord? Who are you, Who are you, Lord? And this caught my attention, that is, unsaved as Saul was, and as furious and equipped as he was to go and destroy and kill the disciples, the followers of Christ, at this particular time, this was his first time to mention Lord. And he could, I mean, when he fell down and he heard the voice, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? He addressed him as Lord. In my small mind, I can just visualize Saul, that he was an arrogant man. You know, to take upon himself and do such a task, this is an arrogant man. This is a pompous man. This is a proudful man. But at this particular time, he said, who are you, Lord? And the Bible says, the word came out and said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. And he says, it is hard for you to kick against the bricks, to kick against the rocks. You will hurt yourself. You are kicking this hard thing. You are going to hurt yourself. And the Bible says, with trembling and astonishment and fear, so ask it that voice, ask it that Lord, and say it, what do I have to do? What can I do? Tell me what to do. And we know the story, that when he rose up, when he was told he need to go to the city that is near him, and he will be told what to do. If you continue, I will encourage you to read. When you continue the whole story, you'll see that that's when Ananias, and when he went to the house of Ananias, and he talks about, you know, how he gets his sight back. So you can continue there. But where I wanted for us to see is that he addressed the voice as, who are you, Lord? And our focus this week, as we were praying, as we close this 2020, is to know God, to be able to hear from God, to have our discernment antennas so high that we will be able to discern whether this voice is from the devil, or this voice is from God, or this voice is just man. We will be able to differentiate the what men do, what the devil does, and what God can do, to understand the voice of the Lord. So that was our theme. And we see right here, Saul was able to hear this voice. And even in the midst of all this chaos, in the midst of all his pridefulness, in the midst of all his self-centeredness, he was able to say, this voice, I've never heard it before. This voice is different. This is not a familiar voice. And he addressed it as Lord. Who are you, Lord? He could tell, this is the Lord. The Bible says even the people who were with him, those people who were accompanying him, they also heard the voice. But they didn't say anything. They were now busy to look around and say, we hear something, but we can't see it. What is going on? And the Bible says when Saul fell on the ground, while he was right there on the ground, immediately when he saw the lightning, it struck his eyes that he became blind. So it made me understand that to hear from God, you do not hear with your outside ears or see with your outside eyes. You can hear and see with your inner man. Because these people who were with him, they couldn't see it, but they could hear, but they looked around, they couldn't see it.
And I'm believing in his blindness, Saul could recognize that this is the Lord. This is the Savior. And the Lord, the word of God said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. So I want to encourage each and every one of us that let's not just be controlled by what we see and what we hear with our natural eyes, but we have to see and hear through our inner ears. Get those inner ears and those inner eyes to work. We have to saturate ourselves with the word of God. We just have to get it from the word. That's when we will be able to discern and separate what men are doing, what God is doing, and what the devil is doing. Because so many times we accuse men, and many, many times God is accused of things he did not do because we are not able to differentiate. We just accuse him, but we have to be able to separate them, that this is man, this is God, this is the devil. And even when we differentiate men, we can also figure out that this is what I have done personally, not to accuse my brother or accuse my sister, but to know that this is I who have done. So to this morning, before we open the lines for prayer, I would like to give you a list of few more scriptures to add on your list you have. We already have Acts chapter 9, verses 5 and 6. Those are the verses I want, verses 5 and 6. But I just read the whole script, the whole story, so that we can understand the background. But it is Acts chapter 9, verses 5 and 6. And Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. The Bible says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be. So what is important to you, you make time to it. Where your treasure is, that's how we be able to hear from God, is when we focus, when we put our heart on those things that are important, that is in the word of God. And Galatians 5:25, the Bible says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So as we live in the Spirit, we will also walk in the Spirit. So we will be led by the Spirit as we understand who our God is. John 4:24. For our God is Spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And when we do that, how can we worship him in spirit and in truth if we don't know him? So we need to seek him so that we live and so that he can lead our steps. 2 Peter 3:5, this will be a sign to show that we hear from God. If we do not have a form of godliness, but denying his power, the Bible says such people, we need to stay away from them. You know, there is saying, I'm trying to translate in English right now from Shona. I think it says, everything that shines is not gold. You know, when you see anything and everything that shines, it's not gold. But in order for you to know that this is not gold, you have to be familiar with how gold look like and how it feels like. And most of us, you know, I have bought earrings and jewelry that after about 2-3 weeks, and some they will last a month,
but they start changing color. But at the time when I bought them, they were so shiny and looking good, and you know, but it was not gold. So when we are able to hear the word of God, we will be able to have our discernment antennas so high that we will be able to separate ourselves from the form of godliness, those people who deny his power. And we will also be able to be led by his spirit. And Revelation 3, Revelation 3, verses 15 and 16, the Bible says, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one of or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. That says the Lord. That's in the book of Revelation. So we can be in between. It's either you hear from God or you don't, but you cannot be in between. You can't be neutral. You either hot or cold. And the word of God says when you are lukewarm, you know, he will rinse his mouth with you, you know, and spit you out of his mouth. So we, when we hear from God, we do not be just in between. And this is one of my favorites, Philippians 3:10. The Bible says, I want to know, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his suffering, becoming like him in his death. This is that we want to know him. And as we are always encouraged and taught at this circle of friends, is to go back to the word. Everything we need to know, everything. He is our map. He is our GPS. He is our guidance. The word of God is our all in all. And I will give you the last one. Is John 17:3. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And this was Jesus. I like this one. It was Jesus. Let me see if I can find my Bible right here. This was Jesus praying for us in the book of John 17. And Jesus was praying for his disciples. You know, just to read Jesus' prayer, even when he was praying for his disciples, and when he prayed for his disciples, he is praying for us also. And when you continue reading on this chapter, when you go at the bottom, the last, I believe it's the last five chapters, Jesus also prays for us as believers. But right here, as he was praying on verse 3, he was praying to his Father, who is in heaven, and he said, for us, you know, his desire is for us to know, you know, what eternal life is, and that we will only know the true God, not imitators, not pretenders, but the true God, that we know him, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent him. So I just want to encourage you. So put that also as you read Acts chapter 9. Also go and read John 17. It's Jesus' prayers. There are three prayers, I mean, categorized. The Bible scholars divide chapter 17 into three parts, that there were three prayers Jesus prayed, you know, to glorifying God, the first few verses, I think it's the first five verses, and then on the middle, he prays for his disciples, and then at the end, he prays for us. So what we are doing exactly what our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, did when he was on this earth. He prayed. He was a prayer warrior. He prayed not only for himself, but he prayed for his disciples, and he prayed for the believers. When you go down, when he was praying for the believers, he said, I pray for those who are in this tent, those who are here, and even for those who will come, who are not here today, but they are coming. So that's why here at this circle of friends, we always, and we believe in the salvation and deliverance of people who are not saved. So we continue praying for salvation and deliverance for those who do not know the Lord. So this morning, we're going to open up the lines. We are almost at the top of the hour, and we are going to open up the lines. And acknowledge who is here and have a praise. And we're going to make it very short because we want to have a few minutes to praise God before we get off the air. We just want to praise God together. However, we want to acknowledge who is here and... And the lines are open. If you would say your name and if you have a praise report or a prayer request, we will also take those at this time in Jesus' name. So the lines are open.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Belinda. Can you hear me? Thank you for encouragement this morning. Thank you. I have... a situation last night, and it wasn't a good situation. I want everybody to pray for Jazzy Cruz. I don't want to talk too much about everything, but she voluntarily told her coordinator she wanted to be Baker acted. So right now they removed her from the from here, and actually they put her in a mental facility. I just want you all to keep praying for her because she's been in the system since she was a little girl, and I think it's hard for her to cope. And she tried to kill herself last night with a knife. So I want you all to keep Jazzy Cruz in prayer that God will, you know, deliver her from that demonic spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, Abel shall be thanked. Amen. I'm going to do this. Glory be to God in the highest. Yes, oh Lord God. Thank you for the strong words today. In Jesus' mighty name, God. Hallelujah. Abel shall be on the side of you. Amen.
The precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Do we praise the Lord? Just being here today and being alive and well and just knowing that God is our God. And I thank God for the word today because it was just so on time. And Even during the whole week, we've just had a beautiful week of our word and encouragement, starting with Monday with our Sister Marie and then our Sister Chris, and how she brought out the different things that we needed to pray for, and then Apostle Horsley on yesterday. And then today we're just being fed so wonderfully, and I'm just glad that we're able to receive this rich word and the prayers that each and every one of us, we send up to the Father, and the praises that we do. I mean, it's just amazing how God is working through these prayers and how he's working through the praises, and we are just glad about it. I'm just glad about it. So that's my praise report this morning. Amen.
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 Good morning. Good morning.
Good
morning. This is Marie. I would just like to tell everybody have a blessed weekend.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Apostle, Hallelujah. Thank God for the message. Thank you very much, Pastor Scholastica, Pastor Darling. We believe in God for great things even over this weekend. Hallelujah to God as we go throughout this Christmas season.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God, of worship and praising God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Good Amen. Morning. This is Janice, and I'm asking that everyone continue to keep us all in prayer and continue to keep our families in prayer because it's much needed. Everybody have a blessed
Amen.
And prosperous weekend.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Good morning. This is Charlotte. I just want to praise God for each and every one of you and thank God for you and that you have a prosperous and blessed day and weekend and look forward to seeing and hearing you guys again on Monday. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Good morning. This is Yvonne Lester, and I just want to thank God for waking us up this morning, looking over us last night.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Good morning. This is Sister Juanita. I just want to thank God for being so good to us. And I encourage us to recognize that the best is still yet to come in the Lord. God, so what's going on? We've got to keep looking up because the best is yet to come. And we serve a God that's more than able. So I just bless God
Hallelujah.
For that.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Okay, we are at the top of the hour, and I know we are right closing, so I wish you have a very good weekend, that your weekend this weekend is going to be better than last weekend. And I'm just going to give the time to Pastor Darlene to close us and, seal these praises and these requests with the word of prayer. Sister Darlene.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Whatever it is, Lord, that we need, Lord, we know that you can supply it according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We do thank you, Lord, today that you are healing Sister Jazzy, oh God. You're giving us strength, oh God. And each and every person who is out there, Father, who may be depressed, downtrodden, oh God, you are the one who lifts us up. You're the lifter of our heads, oh God. So we thank you for lifting our heads today. Thank you that you sing over us with joy, oh God. And we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength, oh God. And with joy, we do draw water from the wells of salvation, Lord. So we are thanking you, God, for all that you are to us, oh God. No matter what it is we need, Lord, we know that we can just look to you, God. Look into the hills from whence cometh our help. And our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So I say, heal today, O Lord. We shall be healed. Saved, Father, we shall be saved, for thou art our praise. In Jesus' name, I thank you. And I pray that each and every one of us will continue to realize that God is on your side and he's in us now. And if the Lord be for us, who can be against us? And I say, I really don't care because the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. And he's fighting on our behalf. And he's taught our hands to war and our fingers to fight. So we are his soldiers and we're here to do the work. So I love each and every one of you. I pray that you will have an awesome day, a beautiful weekend. And I pray that every seed that continues to come into the ministry, whether it's a love offering, it's a gift to the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries, we are going to continue to believe the Lord to increase it, enlarge it, to multiply it. And I decree and declare that it is multiplied at least 1,000 times more than what it is today, according to Deuteronomy 1 and 11. I love that scripture. So everybody go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that would support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD, second word is VALLEY, that's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia, zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session, and if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you will live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and that the blessings of God will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.